John S. Doyle is back now with his second look at this morning's papers.
There are reports in the papers that, as you may have heard in the bulletin, Ukraine and the United States are said to have agreed to terms that would close a crucial mineral deal between the two countries. The Irish Times report from Reuters ascribes this announcement to what it calls two sources with knowledge of the matter. The sources said a visit by Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to Washington to sign the deal on jointly developing the mineral resources was scheduled for Friday. The Irish Independent says it was US President Donald Trump who announced that Zelensky will fly to Washington to sign a deal. The draft agreement does not spell out specific security guarantees, according to sources quoted. The paper says it was the Financial Times that first reported the deal yesterday, which came together after the US dropped the demand for Kyiv to pay $500 billion from resource extractions as a form of repayment for US aid. In a column in the Times, Michael McDougall says, if by a miracle Ukraine survives as a democracy, it will need all its resources, human and material, to undo the colossal damage that Putin's war of aggression has inflicted. The Irish Examiner notes the report by the government of Ukraine, the World Bank Group, the European Commission and the United Nations, which finds that the cost of reconstruction and recovery in Ukraine will be 500 billion euro over the next decade. The Times leads with a report that NAMA, the National Assets Management Agency, has been criticised for the way it handled key aspects of a 1.6 billion euro sale of its Northern Ireland properties more than a decade ago. However, the Commission of Investigation, whose report was published yesterday by the government, has found no evidence that another bidder was willing to pay more than the price it received from the US firm Cerberus in the deal, known as the Project Eagle transaction, the paper says. The Independent's lead story concerns a briefing document for the Minister for Social Protection, Dara Caleri, which warns that further increases in PRSI will have to be considered to prop up the state pension system. Meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail's lead story says that the public sector pay bill is rising by 1.5 billion euro a year, fuelled by wage hikes and a ballooning civil service, as Brian Mahan describes it. The Examiner leads with a report that one of Cork's most famous pubs, the Flying Enterprise, on a prime city centre site, has been put up for sale for a price of 5.3 million euro. The Irish News reports that the number of households presenting as homeless because of paramilitary intimidation has jumped by 29%. The paper's front page photo by Mal McCann shows the former Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams helping to carry the coffin of former senior IRA man Brendan McFarlane as it left his family home in North Belfast yesterday. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with what they describe as a brawl on board a Stena Line ferry travelling from Fishguard to Rosslare following the discovery of a woman's body. The Irish Sun speaks of a boozy row. In the Sun's top story, it was reported that racegoers have been told they are guaranteed Guinness at the Cheltenham Festival the week after next, after concerns over shortages. Drought of draft is at an end, says the headline. Lady Gregory and her seven woods at Coole in County Galway, memorialised by W.B. Yeats, are the subject of an Irishman's diary in the Times. Ray Burke writes that in an article in the Irish Homestead 127 years ago this month, she urged readers to plant more trees, promising that a healthy one can never be anything but beautiful in its strength and vigour. Not only that, but she said we must plant orchards for our sons, so that instead of seeing potatoes as the earth's only fruit, they will then be able to look upwards as well for their crops, and to see them not only taking strength from the earth beneath, but sweetness and savour and colour from the sun in heaven.
Some sound advice there, John S. Doyle. Thank you.